Destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Good morning, go to hell. I'm T-Bone, he's Tyvis. He's going to attempt to break a world record.
No. I will be the new World Guinness Record holder. Put that on my resume.
World Guinness Record holder.
That's right.
That's how they say that. That's exactly what they say. Yep. That's how they say it these
days.
I
want them here. I want Ripley's Believe It or Not here.
They're going to put you in the museum.
You want Madame Tussauds Wax Museum here? Just all the above.
Get all the
roadside attractions here. Tyvis is going to attempt to break the record.
I want Eric Madland Booker here.
Oh, get him here.
Get
Why
him
not?
Here.
Get
he
him
gonna on the He's going to watch phone. His record. He's going to be just sitting there distraught.
Yeah.
That he held a record for it. What is it? It ain't even been 7 days, has it?
Eric Madland
Booker. No, today
has.
I think it was on Friday.
It was July 4th.
Was it July?
I think they do it on the 4th of July every single year.
Okay. Yeah, I think they do it the same day as the hot dog
six
eating
days.
Contest. It's just earlier
he held
in the day.
6 days.
This was the record
for... What did Michael Jordan do after he won? Six.
Uh-huh.
6 days.
He went to the casino. That's what he did after he won.
And hey, what does it say in the good book? What happened on the seventh day? He rested. So see, the record could be rested after you wrestle it away from him. But yeah, you're going to try to drink a gallon of lemonade in less than 20.42 seconds.
It's displayed right there. Look at that.
They got the lemonade. The Milo's is sitting right there on our setup. Yeah, when you see the wide shot of our studio. If you're on our YouTube stream, which good morning to those of you who are in there bright and early. We always appreciate you. Thanks for jumping in as you do. But yeah, that's what we're doing today. So at 8:30, they've already got all the remote gear. This is the best part of working at a radio station, I think, is the fact that Dylan in a group chat said, "Why doesn't Tyvis drink lemonade?" and tried to chug it. And then that has turned into yesterday. I was leaving here. Jen Winters was in. A bunch of our other like production people were in. There were probably five or six people unloading gear and getting everything ready. I got in today. It's all sitting out, prepared, ready to go. They'll have cameras set up. We're going to be broadcasting from outside of our studios here, outside of the 10 TV studios, because there's a chance that Tyvis may break the record. There's a chance that Tyvis may vomit all over the place. And if that happens,
I'm wet. I'm dirty.
It'll be disgusting. Either way, it'll be must-see TV. Now, there is a third option. There is a third option here, which is that you could just drink like half the gallon and then not puke, but then realize it's not happening and then just bow out. I mean, that, I guess, could occur. So there is a chance that this could be extremely all built up for nothing.
At worst, you need to finish the lemonade.
Of course. At worst.
Lemonade is going down.
I think you need to finish it by the end of the show.
Yes.
Like, if you get to halfway and then you're like, I got to tap out, then fine. But then the rest of the show you have to spend, because it'll be 8:30, so you have like the rest of a half an hour to, you know, get that finished.
That's loser talk.
What do you mean loser talk?
It'll be done in 19 seconds.
Are we staying out? I didn't even think of this. Do we stay out there or do we come back in here? Well, I guess it depends on how much vomit we're covered in, right? If you vomit all over yourself and
this
me.
This is vomit.
You might do it.
You don't know.
Have to just do the last segment with a member of Bishop and Friends and myself. And Tyvis,
yeah, that's fine. Tyvis may be needing medical attention.
Do
we have an ambulance like on standby just in case? Because I don't, man, it's a pump
that's
his
for
stomach.
Losers.
It's not for
losers. He's the ambulance. That's for losers.
I promise you it's not.
This is a machine over here.
Is it?
It is.
Are we sure of that?
Oh, positive.
When was the last time that machine had its oil checked? Is all I'm saying. When's the last time that happened?
Ready to go!
All right. So 8:30, we will find out what Tyvis can do. Now, yesterday, I'm going about my merry day.
Mm-hmm.
I see an announcement from The Ohio State University. right? Mm-hmm. And I see there's this whole thing coming out about something that I love to talk about. But this time of year, you know, obviously the focus isn't really there. Ohio State basketball. I love that there's a way to talk about Ohio State basketball in the summer. Because
mm-hmm.
I view the Ohio State basketball program the same way I view the Ohio State football program. I have high expectations. I do acknowledge the historic differences between those two programs. One of them has had much more success than the other. But I am someone who believes that the basketball program here can be as successful as the football program has been because of the budget and the resources you have at a place like Ohio State. But that's a discussion for another day. Argue with the wall for now if you want to debate that. Here's the news that came down yesterday. On October 7th at the Lindner Family Tennis Center, that is where the Cincinnati Open is held. I think that's usually in like August.
Mm-hmm.
It's right down there by Kings Island. Apparently, this October 7th, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Dayton, and Xavier are going to play outdoor basketball games as part of the CareSource Invitational, an event to raise awareness and funds for mental health and suicide prevention. Okay. On the surface, the raising awareness for mental health.
Love that.
That's always great.
Yes.
And then as I saw this, I'm like, the tennis center. And I had to remind myself, because I've driven past that place many a time, I said, there's no roof on the tennis center. It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, because I saw Ohio State, UC, Dayton, Xavier. I'm like, oh, okay. This is
Ohio.
What
yes.
And then I saw exhibition, and I... like,
you wanted it to count, huh? Didn't they play Dayton last?
They have
last year, or 2 years ago.
I feel like they've played Cincinnati the most recently, which is another reason why this was disappointing.
No, well, but I thought they played Dayton for like to raise money.
I thought they played OU in an exhibition last year.
No, not last year. It might have been two years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'd have to go back. I feel like they played Dayton,
but it was like. It was something like this. It was to raise money for something.
Yeah, and that's noble, right? So Ohio State is going to play Cincinnati. Dayton will play Xavier. So it's not like a tournament where then the winners of that, I don't think they're playing each other after
no.
that. It's just those two teams and those other two teams. So it's Ohio State and Cincinnati essentially playing each other next to a Dayton-Xavier game, which is fine. Like, good for college basketball, good for the state of Ohio. Everyone had lots of good things to say about this, about like, hey, we got to start somewhere, and I agree with that. But as a longtime fan of Ohio State basketball, one of the number one things a lot of us have wanted to see is meaningful basketball games between the powers of Ohio college basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Like the big time schools. You're at least getting them to work together on a project. That's good. But I hope this leads to something more. One, I hope it leads to playing indoors, because I don't know why the hell we had to start off with the outdoor part of this. But then I hope eventually we get this to where it's like every year these four teams square off in some kind of, you know, CBS Sports Challenge or whatever that thing's called that the Buckeyes have played in a lot. You know, the thing where they go in December and they end up playing like North Carolina or UCLA or Kentucky.
Yes.
I hope we get something like that here with those teams in one of the premier arenas. Do it up in Cleveland for all I care. Or do it at Nationwide.
You don't want it to be Rucker Park style.
I love outdoor basketball as a concept.
That's what it should be, Dan. Don't put no wooden floor. Put the blacktop down.
If we're going to have actual outdoor court and not do like they did with the carrier thing that they've done for years, where they put a wooden court on a Navy carrier or whatever it was, like a boat,
mm-hmm.
and then shockingly humidity caused that thing to slick up and they couldn't play basketball on it.
Yeah, like you're in the middle of the ocean and water got on the court somehow. Get the hell out of here.
Dumb idea. Like that part. Outdoor courts are made different than indoor courts for a reason.
Put it on the blacktop. Put the chains on the nets.
Absolutely. Get the
I don't want the double rim, though. Don't put the double rim. It's going to be like 45 to 45 in the fourth quarter. So don't do the double rim.
It'll be like eight broken wrists from guys trying to dunk on it, and then they just forget that it's like a double rim.
MC that runs on the court.
I need an MC, and I need someone who just has the largest towel you've ever seen, who's just like smacking the floor with the towel after like big plays. I need there also to be just a bunch of kids from the neighborhood surrounding that park whenever a good play happens who just run on the court for 5 minutes and do selfies.
If somebody get crossed, he take the ball and just throw it in the stand. Don't even finish the bucket. Just throw it in the stands. No. Everybody rush the court. Hey,
it's an exhibition, so why not let it be an exhibition? Let's have fun with it. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and let's have like a street ball thing, because if you want to play basketball outside, I'm good with that. Don't treat it like a college basketball game, though. College basketball game is a very different thing inside on a wood floor with the band. Like, why does everyone in college sports think the best thing they can do with college sports is make it not look like college sports? You know what I mean? Like, everything we're trying to do at Ohio State from a football experience is let's make it look more like a pro game, because let's make it look like the NFL. Why?
Go the other way. Make it look more like
every playground. NFL, by the way, every NFL stadium is trying to look like a Delta lounge. I mean, you've got college football that actually has tremendous venues. Everything's awesome. Everything's weird and goofy. Lean into it. Same with college basketball. What's the best venue in college basketball? Off the top of your head, name one of the best places to watch college basketball.
Fog Allen.
Okay, Fog Allen. You got another? Maybe Cameron Indoor?
That was exactly where I was going.
Maybe Rupp Arena? I don't know. Maybe the Dean Dome? Guess what? None of those places do. Play tennis. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing? I, right now, am praying for every kind of rain to hit. Though I hope they call, I hope we have all of our Chris Tomer on 10 TV in October, like October 3rd. I hope he's like, gang, I've never seen it like this. It's a month of rain. But October 7th, the whole state, 2 inches of rain envelops the state. Just don't even go anywhere. So they have to put this thing in an actual basketball venue, which UD Arena is where they're going to put it. If they don't play it at this tennis court, great. That would make just do that. Why are we even involving a tennis court? Stupid.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with the world?
Winners and Timmy.
You're eating a thorax. I hear that's the most delicious and crunchy part.
The thorax?
Save the thorax for me, Clark.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
You're listening to the best of T-Bone and Tybus.
They're not here,
but they're still here. You see, they never let you down. The Fan.
We are outside. I am looking at a full pitcher.
There it is.
It's crazy, Tybus. We've had the Milo's, like, gallon of lemonade sitting here. Colin is here from Ted TV. Hilarious. Everyone wants to see this. So you poured it into this pitcher.
Yes.
It looks like it's more in the pitcher than it does in the gallon, which is shocking to me. Like, I don't even know how that's possible.
Slight work.
It looks like it got, well, that's what, we've heard that phrase. It looks like it got bigger. Okay. So, how are you going to do this?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I guess I got to get a stopwatch.
Yeah, you just, you say go, and I'm going to throw the head back.
Dylan, can you talk to us from where you are?
I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you watching this?
I am watching it.
Okay.
Do I look good?
Baker has joined us, too.
So you look 260.
Before I realized this was going in the pitcher,
yeah,
I had already said more was ending up on his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Then down his throat.
Yes.
Half of this pitcher is going to end up on his sweatshirt.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't really know how
you're going to do it with the pitcher.
What do you mean? You tilt it, and you just...
This is going to be bad.
All right. You got to get, like, as far away from the inside of this building as possible.
I know it is.
What's wrong with y'all?
Oh, my God.
I don't have faith in me.
Oh, well, your beard is going to be sticky for hours.
All right. I have the official...
I was going to ask if you wanted me to do the...
Oh, Jen Winters is here, too, yes.
Sorry.
No. So, Jen... I think as all of us, let's all get our stopwatches on our phones.
Everybody has their phones out. We all have their stopwatching or video in this.
And honestly, Tybus, if this doesn't go out your nose when you puke, I'm going to be really mad.
What? Yeah, we should probably...
What is this puking?
Jen, I don't think enough's going inside of him to make him puke.
All right, should we have him take the headset off? Because,
yes.
All right, I don't want to necessarily put stereo vomiting out there for everybody.
Oh, you're no fun.
All right, Tybus has the pitcher in hand. He's stepping outside. He's trying not to trip over all the cables. Be careful. Oh, God. If he had tripped with that, it would be all right.
Yeah, you got to turn so we can see you.
No, no, no. You're fine. You're good. As long as the cameras can get it. All right.
It's all down his arm.
You ready to go?
Badlands. It's already falling out of the picture.
Badlands pal. Here it is.
All right, let's count it down.
All right,
three.
We're going to do a 3, 2, 1. Are you ready to go? 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, my God.
He's bending over now, so it doesn't hit his shoes.
Those
are your Travis Scotts. Why did you wear those today?
Because it goes with the outfit.
It would have been so much better.
It matches my outfit.
He's literally getting lemonade on.
We're now at 21 seconds.
21 seconds.
World records.
Yes, it's a world. We know. We tried to tell you. This
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
It looks like folks, Tyvus peed his pants. There's so much liquid underneath him.
He's got maybe, folks, there's like, he's got maybe 20%. Maybe. I'm being generous with 20% of this
thing gone. I love that we're 40 seconds in and he's like, man, this is harder than I thought.
Yeah, we know. All right, we're just gonna call it. Dylan, just hit the buzzer because it's 56. We're at
a minute.
Yeah, you know what? Keep it going. I guess
I will.
Keep the timer going to see how long he takes. Tyvus, just go ahead and put the headset back on because we know you're not breaking the record. We knew this from the beginning.
I don't even think he's drinking that today.
Yeah, no. I said Baker that I would give him till the end of the show.
Okay,
like that's fair. I mean, that's he has another 26 minutes to finish all of that.
I think we made a mistake pouring this into the pitcher.
You think
I understand with the speed and the jug, there's only so much that can come out at a time, but you could control it better.
Yeah,
I think
you could.
We made a mistake going with the pitcher.
Well, I mean, there is like at least a cup of it is already on the ground.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it was to the top.
Hey, yes, yeah, so you can put this
your headphones
back on.
You don't have to yell it. Oh, are you already feeling? Wait. Are you feeling it?
Did you just say you're gonna?
Just like a, you know, just a little drink, you know.
Oh my gosh, how much do we think he got out of that?
That's at least
that's
half.
A quart- no,
that's not half.
That's a half.
Yeah.
That's a half.
It's not half.
It's a half.
What are we doing?
This but is there's not- more on the ground than you.
Yeah,
drank.
That's not true.
I feel like we. You know what? Here. This would be, let's pour it back into the gallon so you can have this to take home with you because there's no way you're going to finish this today. You might as well enjoy it.
Outside.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Y'all don't trust
radio
nobody.
Equipment in here. What? Maybe a third. We'll give it
maybe a
third.
Probably I don't know.
It's more like a quarter.
Yeah, I feel like it's more like a third. Yeah, but.
This is more of an adventure than drinking. You're trying to get it back in the jug.
Yeah, I think putting it back in the jug gives him a chance to maybe finish it. But I want to see what it looks like in the actual gallon jug, where that's how I measure when I get, you know, milk out at home. Like, I can tell how much of this we have, but.
Austin Ward is walking up right now, and he's got a look on his face.
Right, what is going on?
All right, you know what?
Damn!
There's still more in there.
I left more in there. Come on.
It's like a little pinch. Oh, my,
oh my gosh. That looked like you're drinking it. Outside!
Jesus. As an FYI.
There we go.
So Tyvus is trying to fill
the 3 minutes.
I know we are.
That's about
not,
half.
That's not even half.
That's about half.
That's not even. And it's
Austin, that's about half.
Yeah, full, over half full, right. Not that he drank, over half full. I agree with you. No, see, all right, this is...
See, that would have been easier.
I don't know if he would have stopped. There's... Are you going to throw up? Don't make yourself throw up, because honestly, as much as... I mean, I kind of think people are tuning in to see it. You don't have to do that.
Listen, this is an iron... what camera's live? What a live
right there,
it's
right
YouTube.
There,
yeah. Listen... Iron stomach, okay? I don't puke. One thing about me is I don't throw up. Uh-huh. Now, I threw up recently, like a couple months ago.
I don't throw up. I threw up a couple months ago.
I was food poisoned.
Oh, that still counts. You're saying
that's that's the first time I threw up in like 10 years.
I haven't heard of anybody getting food poisoning since Rax went away.
Well,
I don't know what that is.
That's so bad. Listen.
I'm full.
Yeah, I know you are because it's, dude. So now you need to give us some expert opinion on this because now you've tried it.
Eric Badlands Booker.
I wouldn't have beat Eric.
More than that.
But I would have came in second place.
You wouldn't have. There were other people who finished their gallons.
No, they did not.
They just threw it up.
The one guy that puked didn't finish it. He just threw up.
I'm just saying. This was a lot of build up.
And some dinosaurs rumbling in here, are there?
Nah, we good.
How's your throat feel, by the way?
What is that supposed to be?
Because, like, sometimes lemonade, the sour, it'll make your throat, like, dry.
Why did you get offended by that, Ty?
Because I don't like the way that came out.
He's asking about the acidity of the lemonade. You can word that differently.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How does your esophagus feel?
How's your trachea doing right now while we're at it? That's not even the same thing, but yeah.
I've got to give him credit. He's still trying.
I've never doubted Tyvus to not.
5+ minutes in.
Yeah, this is.
He said I got to the end of the show.
It to be considered that you actually chugged a gallon of lemonade.
Half. I got half done.
That's fine. We'll give you. You know what? In the 5.5 minutes since we've been doing this, you got half of it down.
More than half now.
Didn't you say they made you do this? Did Urban make you do this?
Coach Mick did. Yeah, so what you would do is you'd be sitting in the meeting room, you know, blah, 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 and he'd just bust in, and he'd be like, listen, whatever you got, chug it right now. Or, like, they had, like, little towels on the ground, and if you step on the towel, they're like, that's the chug rug. You step on it, they grab you, they hand you something, you got to chug the whole thing. It was terrible.
I never realized.
What it was?
Yeah, they hand you a water or Gatorade, chug it.
Oh, so they always had you drinking something.
Yeah. They was very serious about hydrate because he said
they
that.
Have the do you remember what program that was, Bake, that had the hydration levels for when you went to the bathroom where they had like a color coded laminated thing in the bathroom?
Yeah, for when you pee?
I thought that was the World Cup.
No,
they had that at the Woody.
Hydration breaks.
They had that at the Woody.
I've been doing the hydration breaks every time. I go right to the liquor cabinet. I'm like, well, I got a drink.
So
here.
What you do is you pee, and then you got to take. They took a strip thing, and you had to put it in there.
Are you serious?
And then you give it to them. They put it in a machine and test it, and it tests your hydration. And if you was hydrated enough, you could go practice.
Breaking into college football coaching sounds awful.
It is.
I'm just saying, because that's the job some of them are doing.
So what Von used to do is keep a bottle of water in the stall.
Von Bell.
he would pee and take the bottle of water, pour it in there, and then do it like that.
Like he had his own little wizinator right there. Pass the test.
Boy, this is all Gatorade. This is crazy. All right. Well, Tyvus, good try. As we all knew, you failed. I'm kind of disappointed you didn't throw up, but we knew you would. We knew that
you wanted me to throw up.
Well, I mean, that was part of the video. That's why everybody's standard with videos. Not standard.
That's what y'all think.
Yeah.
Listen, Iron Belly.
Okay. Calm down. Just calm down. We're gonna get content strikes on YouTube. We gotta.
Joshua Perry's like, never talk about my weight again.
We gotta show your feet
Iron
next.
Belly.
What are you doing? You gotta charge for this.
Toes.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast. CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Delaware County, a fan. This is the best of T-Bone and Tyvus. Yes, this is pre-recorded, but Tyvus is so dedicated, he's still here running the board. The Fan.
Christian Pulisic, he apparently had a microfracture to his ween or something. I don't know. He's fine. I need to see the x-rays, by the way.
He wouldn't have been able to play anyway. He wouldn't have been able to play anyway if they had made it. He was so injured. It's like, all right, I want to see the x-rays. I don't believe you. Anyway, whatever.
No, you and Carly Lloyd need to say sorry to him, I think.
I don't need to say anything to him other than do better. Stop. Oh, you know what? If he did actually get hurt, what a surprise. Oh, he wouldn't be able to go again? What a surprise. The best ability is availability. Christian Pulisic doesn't have it. So, yeah, it's fine. I'm done with him.
I can't believe
he's gonna be 30 in the next
round. I've never seen you flip-flop on somebody this
I didn't flip-flop
you
on him.
Telling me
I was introducing
was
you to Christian
thing since sliced bread.
I didn't say he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I said he's one of the more famous soccer players that the U.S. has had. He was supposed to be.
It was a man amongst boys. You could tell the difference.
Man amongst
you said,
boys.
You could tell the difference between him and everybody else on Team USA.
He apparently had a bone bruise and a microfracture of his tibia and fibula. according to the U.S. Soccer Federation, not according to a doctor. Just want to point that out. Now, whatever. That's the end of that soccer stuff. Because we talked about this right at the start of the show. There was something announced yesterday that got me very excited when I initially heard the announcement. And then everything I've heard since the announcement made me not excited at all for it. And that is Ohio State, UC, Dayton, and Xavier. The four big boys in Ohio basketball. Sorry to Kent State, Dylan, and Akron, and whoever else. Ohio University, whatever. Miami this year, great.
Oh, yeah.
Look, those four schools, a lot of fans from all those universities have said, we would love to see those teams play every single year, some kind of either tournament or just a series of games where every year they switch and they play different teams, but we'd love to have something like that happen. Obviously, some of those schools like, you know, Xavier and Cincinnati, they already play in the Crosstown Shootout. Like, they may not want to play another one. I get that. But all the other teams find a way. Well, they're going to do an exhibition series. So when I heard, hey, they're making a series where they're going to play each other, I thought that was good. And then it turns out, no, it's actually an exhibition series before the season starts. Well, okay, not ideal, but got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then they said, good news, it's going to be outdoors. What? What? They're playing it at the tennis facility in Mason next to Kings Island, where they do the Cincinnati Open, big tennis. I think it holds like 12,000 people or something like that.
See this stadium. What's the name of it again? The stadium?
Linder Family Farm.
I just
Farm.
Sent in the update. I already forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the Linder Family Tennis Center.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Family.
Go pick apples there. It'll be great, especially in the fall. So I heard that and I'm like, okay, outdoor venue in October. I mean, to be fair, it could be like it is now. It could be in the 80s to low 90s. Which it could be scorching hot, which wouldn't be good.
No.
Or it could be raining, which would also be very bad. Or worst case scenario, it's like, well, it's not raining, but we saw lightning 18 miles away. So we have to stop this for a half an hour because of rules, which I get.
It could
for
be
safety.
45 degrees.
It could be 45 degrees. And then everybody, yeah, I'd be... whatever. But
they're just going to play at Dayton.
So, yes. So, I don't want to say most likely. There's a good chance this would actually be moved to UD Arena, which is actually a college basketball venue that is cool. So, that would be good to see. So, that part I don't mind. And then I thought, well, either way, at least I'll get to watch this because, you know, I'm not going to go sit outside to watch a basketball game. You know me, Tyvus. I love a dome. I love indoors. I love indoor sports. Now, I found out that apparently
it's funny to hear you definitely unless, mad about something being outdoors.
Well, basketball's not meant to be played outside unless it's on a street ball court.
Okay.
Did James Naismith start it in a parking lot? No, he started it in a gym at a YWCA,
A lot of people's basketball career started at the park outside.
That's
in the
very
on
true.
The blacktop.
And you know what? If they put blacktop down for this, I'd be all about it.
That's what they should do.
Do that. Get the dude from like Rucker Park with his speaker system that's out
right.
there announcing
yeah.
every play.
I mean, if we're going to do it, we need to do it
right.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's have fun. By the way,
put the chains on the nets.
How many of these AAU spoon-fed kids do you think have actually played on a outdoor court in their career?
Oh, I feel like it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
How many of them?
Kids play outside. So
how many of them played on a court before they were 10 more than they played on an indoor court? I bet you it's not half of them.
How many of them played on
most
outdoor,
of them
play, like
I
on a blacktop before they
the majority
10?
Of the time before they were 10. I bet you the majority of these kids played most of their basketball before they were 10 indoors, not outdoors. That'd be my contention.
I'd be kind of shocked.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't be shocked if Anthony Thompson has not played that much outdoor basketball.
That's what I'm saying. He's a protege. They don't, Tyvus, now they wrap these kids in bubble wrap and ship them off to every ABCD GXY whatever camp they got. You got numbers on them, they got shoes deals, they got like that's happening younger and younger and younger. The kid just going down riding his bike and be like, oh sick, there's a game going on.
I don't know
not how it works now.
I don't know kids, what these kids do today. I thought that you always just go to the park or the YMCA, go outside and go.
Yeah, the YMCA has gyms. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, but in
I
the summertime, it's outside.
All right. Well, regardless of whether or not they played outdoor basketball, I hope they play. If they do play outside, I hope it's on blacktop. I'm going to try to put a wood court out there because then you get condensation. I know it's what they're going to do, and it's stupid.
My hope for this is that the Silver, I agree with everything. I agree that it's not worth risking with the weather. They're probably going to end up just playing it at UD Arena. I'm disappointed that it's an exhibition. My only hope is that the weather is so bad that they have to play it in UD Arena.
Yes.
And then it goes so well that they end up moving this in the future to regular season competition.
Yes.
That's agreed. The only silver lining.
Just put it on TV.
Hey, good news, Tyvus. According to all the things that I just learned this in the break, because I was talking to Rhyme Time, I was talking to Bake, and we're all looking for info from everything we have been able to piece together. This thing ain't going to be on TV.
I saw Spectrum News 1.
Oh, is it Spectrum News 1?
Which isn't, I mean.
Guess what's not on YouTube TV?
Right.
Yes. Spectrum News 1. So, I'm just saying, like, not everybody has YouTube TV. I get that. But if you don't have Spectrum cable.
Yes, that's the only way you're watching it.
So, at best, it's on Spectrum. Jake Diebler, by the way, is going to be on Bishop and Friends today at 11:15. So they can ask him about it. And I'm sure he'll be very excited about it. We can look, the idea of getting those four schools to play basketball together in any capacity is great. It just sucks that the way we have to do it is outdoors in a tennis court in an exhibition setting with no cameras around, apparently, like, or limited viewability. Like, why not just make this regular season? And I know the answer is because UD or Xavier and Cincinnati have their game they already play, but we can work around that.
Do you think there's any chance we're next on the rotation to get Jake Diebler on our show since all the other shows have gotten him? Or what do you think?
They're trying to tell me. Okay. I'm in the chat not. Trying to tell me that kids don't play outside.
I don't think they do, Tyvus.
That's a lie. My kids go outside.
Oh, my
all
kids
the time.
Do too. I force them out there, but they go outside and play.
My kids willingly go outside and play.
That's not what I was talking about. I meant, like, going back to the basketball thing. I don't think, like, the best basketball players are just lacing up their sneakers and going to a park somewhere to play outside.
That's what I'm saying. Very early on, when they identify that, like, your kid has talent, let's not let him just play out in the park for free. Let's get him in
with your friends.
No, you can play with your friends, but we've got you shipped off to every AAU tournament in the nearby tri-state area for the next 17 years of your life. Like, the second they start identifying talent, I agree with you. If they live in a place where there is some court right next to where they live, they can get there quickly. Yeah, they're probably out there all the time. But I don't know how many kids now who are at an elite level are trekking down a mile or two to the park and going down there every day and living there for the summer when they're on travel teams, when they're on a weight program as early as you can possibly get them on. Like, I just don't know if they have time.
It's all a cash grab, and I hate it.
I agree with you. Youth sports is being ruined by the cash grab.
Cash grab.
100% on that. But, yeah, whatever. I hope they put it on asphalt and it's on TV and it doesn't rain. But if it's going to be on hardwood, then you better play it inside. That's my take on it.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
I'm Brian Albee.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burr. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. It's the best of T-Bone and Tyvus. I know what you're thinking. This is so good you can't believe it's pre-recorded. But it is. So if a comment hits and we don't respond, that's why. The Fan.
So I saw this story. This is ESPN, of course, you know, we're in ranking season. We're in everything's got to be discussed ad nauseum because there's no football going on. So if you want to talk football, you got to come up with stuff to do. So ESPN has gone out, and they do this with a lot of different position groups. They get executives, coaches, and scouts to rank the top NFL defensive tackles for 2026. All right. Now they did this with other positions too. They're doing, they did running backs on July 6th, corners July 7th, edge rushers on July 8th, defensive tackles yesterday. Today is tight ends. If you're wondering when they're getting to quarterbacks, it's next week, July 13th, but whatever.
I wonder who they're going to put at number one.
Well, I'm
Matthew Stafford.
I'm sure we'll debate it when it comes out. But this is, again, not just like media members. This is the people who run the game, executives, coaches, and scouts. Okay? It's their job to know this stuff. They said the number one defensive tackle this year in the NFL is Leonard Williams from the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, pretty great player, had a pretty great season. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and he was a big reason why. So scrolling down this list, they have Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans, number two, Jalen Carter from the Eagles, who loves, just watch out when he's on the roads, but when he's on the football field, he's very good.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if they're going to pay him. Mm-hmm. They keep talking like they're not going to pay him.
Well, that
is it because he spits on people?
Oh, yeah, there was that, too. I forgot.
He almost made it more. He had a chance to do one of the craziest things on the field that I would have ever seen in my life. Remember when they was playing the Chiefs and he tried to catch Patrick Mahomes' spike?
Yes.
If he would have caught that ball,
yeah,
he would have changed the game. And it's sick because he still, to this day, should have changed the game. If I played defensive tackle and I knew they was about to spike the ball, I would do what he did and try to catch it.
No, that's fair.
He came really close.
He did.
Closer than I thought was humanly possible.
Well, that you're right. What happens like when Peanut Tillman would punch the ball out? That was like, oh, what a revolutionary idea. And now what do they call it? The peanut punch, and everybody gets taught it. That's exactly what they would do with defensive linemen. They would, if he had done, or they, I mean, even though he came close, it kind of still makes you think maybe that's something you should start teaching a little more. I don't know. Chris Jones, they have number four from the Chiefs. Derek Brown with the Panthers, they have him fifth. They have Quinnen Williams sixth. This is best defensive tackles in the league. Now, why am I bringing this up? Defensive tackle radio. It's big for ratings. But number seven on this list is Bengals defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, who, mm-hmm. of course, they went out and got in free agency.
Yes.
Now, I don't blame Bengals fans when they feel this way. There is a sentiment among some Bengals fans that whenever someone goes to play for their organization defensively, that is viewed as a knock on them because that defense has been so bad. And when you see these little preseason ranking things come out, guys get dropped down more so than probably what is normal. I find it odd. They had Dexter Lawrence in this ranking last year. They have the rankings for where they were last year. Highest they've been ranked, lowest they've been ranked, whatever. Last year, Dexter Lawrence, 27 years old, was ranked number one on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, he also went out and had half a sack. So I understand the numbers weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
But in this article, they literally go out of their way to say that, like, he did not fall this far in performance. He still is a guy that is an automatic double team the second he steps on a football field.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's two parts, Tyvus. One, do you think he's a little underrated here? And two, do you think that whatever bit of doubt there is from people, he'll erase that now that he's in Cincinnati?
Well, I think you have to. I mean, I think that the list is perfect for him for motivational purposes. And he has to understand, like, I'm going to a defense, a place that the defense is the problem. It's the worst thing. He could be the number one thing to help turn it around. So he has to play at his best. I mean, they gave up their first round pick for him?
I bet that you're right.
Yeah, yes. Then paid him, gave him like an extension. Mm-hmm. So he has to. He has to be that guy that comes out. And then on top of that, he, at some point, if he shows his dominance early, it's going to help the younger guys be able to be successful on all defensive line. You know, the Shamar Stewarts of the world and what's the other guy? Miles Murphy, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those guys are kind of dependent on Dexter Lawrence. So I think that, one, he will turn it around. Two, in the division that he's in, he's a big part because you think about the Ravens. They're going to want to run the ball with Derrick Henry. The Browns are going to want to run the ball with Quinshon Judkins. And then Pittsburgh runs the ball as well. So he is a big focal point in being able to help that defense stop and win some games.
I don't want to hear a damn thing from Cincinnati.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
I
mean, it's not at all. Dude, there's no excuses.
To say that, okay, first of all, the fact that he's seventh on this list now, he went from 9 sacks when he was ranked the number one defensive tackle to, like you said, about a half a sack. I feel like they put him seventh on the list because he was number one the year before and because his name's Dexter Lawrence. His tackles were way down. Like, and there's a lot, like at the end of the season, the Giants weren't in it. And I'm sure there was, I don't want to say he was quitting, but they weren't playing in meaningful games.
He packed it in.
Okay, he packed it in.
It's a business decision, right? He felt like, but I'm not going to be here next year anyway. I don't want to be here necessarily.
But for the Bengals to say that anything about their team this season is underrated or underappreciated, like they're being crowned already in a lot of circles. Honestly, this might be the team that I'm rooting against the most this season.
Really?
Based off of all this preseason chatter, I just want to see them fall flat on their face. This team hasn't made the playoffs since 2022, and you got people out here, people on this station saying they're going to win 14, 15 games. What are we talking about?
Dang. I mean, listen, though, if... All right, hold on. Devil's advocate here.
Let me look at day's schedule, right? let me play the schedule.
Stop getting to it in July.
We have avoided it so much this offseason. I do not want to start it now, Tyvus. I don't want to look at schedules. What I want to ask you is the point you have made about Myles Garrett, that when the Browns lose Myles Garrett, that's an automatic double team or even a triple team. Mm-hmm. Now that's not going to happen. On the other side of that, Bengals are adding in a guy that is an automatic double team. Does that not make life easier for everybody else in that defensive line?
Yes.
If that makes life easier for not just the defensive line, but the linebackers too, suddenly now if that front seven gets pressure or front however many, because, you know, there's all these hybrid systems, but if you've got guys getting pressure, then doesn't that make the defense just... I don't think any Bengals fan says the defense needs to be top five. It needs to be top half of the league.
Yes.
In most categories.
Yeah.
So Dexter Lawrence seems like
top 20.
Right. That if the offense is healthy, then your defense...
Top 20 defenses don't win Super Bowls. They got to be better than that.
The top 20 defense... I don't know,
man. When they went to the Super Bowl that year, their defense wasn't top 10, was it?
Yeah, and they didn't win the Super Bowl.
But I'm sorry.
Okay,
you need to cut that down. You need to stop.
That's a dumb argument.
They were like a quarter away from winning the Super Bowl. They were a couple drives away from winning the Super Bowl.
They were literally a chip of Aaron Donald away.
Yeah.
Because Jamar Chase had Jalen Ramsey beat like a drum on the fade route.
All right, I'm saying, like, if they're top half of the league in most categories, right? Like, defensively, they have to be sound not just at the front of the defensive line. Like, they got to be sound everywhere. But, like, you have an offense that's capable of doing what we think this Bengals offense should be capable of doing. I mean, by God, if your defense is not one of the worst defenses in the league, you should be pretty good. But I don't know. I don't think it's unwarranted, the hype. I do think sometimes, you know, defensive players do go to Cincinnati and then underperform. That's where some of that stigma has existed. But I expect that to change this year in a big way.
Dylan is a Cincinnati hater.
I love knowing that he's the hater now.
I can't wait to watch this season.
I can't wait either.
I will update him every week. Dylan, just so you know.
Oh, we got Bengals updates.
14-3 is still in play.
Can you imagine if the Bengals have got like four, like if they've got 11 wins for the first like 13 games and Baker Mayfield is just dropping like, I don't know, say he's got 25 touchdowns through like his first 10 games, like Dylan's going to be miserable.
If the Bengals and the Bucks play in the Super Bowl, I might resign.
The only thing that can save you is if Arch Manning is still doing his thing. You're still at football.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every